Good afternoon. My name is, and I'm here with my best friend. We're currently in Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. It's approximately 3 p.m., November 9, 2022, and we're about to begin the interview about the climate issues we've suffered this past 7 years. First of all, I'm going to ask you a little bit about yourself. So, can you tell me your whole name?
Okay.
How old are you?
19.
And when's your birthday?
April 22, 2003.
So, where were you born?
Ponce, Puerto Rico.
Okay. So, I know that you're in Colegio de Mayagüez. So, what's your major?
Psychology.
What year are you in?
My second year.
So, what do you aspire to be when you grow up?
So I plan to finish my bachelor's degree in psychology and then probably do my master's and my doctorates to get a PhD in clinical psychology. I'll probably do my master's or my PhD in the States or in Europe, where I will then probably just open up an office, or I might explore into the idea of becoming a college night professor at the same time.
Cool. Okay, so first of all, have you always wanted to be a psychologist?
I thought about becoming a doctor for some time, but science isn't, like, medical science isn't really my thing, so the psychology field interested me more.
And why do you want to be a psychologist?
I want to be a psychologist because I like understanding how people's brains work and understand, like, the why of situations and how people, like, led up to do those things or why they react or do things in a certain way. So, and I also want to be able to help people in, like, whatever struggles that they have and be able to understand them a bit more. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Okay, so, you know, Puerto Rico has been affected by a lot of climate issues, like hurricanes, COVID, but, you know, that was with the whole world. And we also suffered from a lot of earthquakes right after Maria. So, basically, I'm gonna ask you some questions about all these disasters. Okay, so the first hurricane was, like, the first huge one that we lived through was Maria. Do you remember the year the hurricane happened?
I think it was 2017, like, September 2017.
Yeah, we were, like, in 8th grade? 9th grade? No.
No, I think, like, 10th grade.
No, 9th grade.
No, okay, yeah.
So that was an interesting year.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago, so yeah.
Okay, so how old were you if you were, like, in 9th grade?
Maybe, like, 16?
Yeah, I think so. I think I had 15 at that time.
Yeah, you haven't had your birthday yet.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember I when I moved to Immaculada, where I met you,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have my 15 years. So I had, like 14.
Yeah.
Okay. So where were you living when the disaster happened?
I was living here in Colorado in this apartment.
Tell me about your experiences during the disaster. Like, for example, how did this event impact your life?
Well, first of all, it's the first time that we had ever, like, experienced a natural disaster like this. So it was, like, really interesting just to be able to be in the midst of it all. But I think that even though there were a lot of, like, negative aspects to it, like the fact that we didn't have, like, water or power. I think the water came first than the power, but we didn't have power here, or at least I didn't, until, like, November, and around this time, actually, November, and the hurricane was September, so it was, like, 2 months without electricity. But after some time, though, we went back to, you know, school, to our high school, like, classes started again. We didn't have power for some time, and I think we didn't have water either, but we had to, like, go back so we didn't get, like, you know, like, delayed in our studies and stuff. And I remember that we used to, like, leave at lunchtime when we didn't have, like, water or anything because, you know, like, for the bathroom and stuff. But even though it was really sad to see a lot of the people affected, and, you know, we went, like, everything, like, went back. Like, we had to, like, all the streets were destroyed, a lot of trees and, like, people's houses and everything, and I was, like, grateful and lucky enough to not have any of those things happen to me. But, so I kind of, like, took the disaster, another aspect of it, and instead of, like, focusing on all the negative things, like, I focused on all the things that I could do. And since we didn't have, like, electricity for all that time, it kind of, like, pressured me and, like, obligated me into, like, looking for other different things to do, like, new hobbies, and just focus more, like, on my studies and everything. So I remember that during that time, I used to, like, really focus on school, and I enjoyed it, and I, like, valued more the time that I had with, like, you guys in school and with my family. And we used to do, like, a lot more fun recreational things outside, like, explore or play video games.
Yeah, because I remember, I didn't know you in that time, but I know that you, like, went to the Deportivo where I lived, and you were, like, you went the golf carts, and that was basically all we did, but I still didn't know you. And for my experience, like, I've lived there my whole life, and I didn't once, like, talk to any of my neighbors, and didn't play with them, and, like, nothing. And then when Maria happened, like, it forced me to do that, because there was nothing to do. I didn't have power either, didn't have water either, and, you know, that's what we did. And in that aspect, I was very, very grateful, because, I mean, I've always wanted to, you know, play with my neighbors and make friends and all that stuff that I couldn't do when before Maria. So
yeah, exactly. So I remember that I'm not really, like, a person that, like, really enjoyed reading that much, but during that time I used to, like, really appreciate, like, reading books and stuff. They weren't really, like, educational books, they were just, like, books for, like, fun. Especially, like, The Fault in Our Stars. I was really obsessed with that book, and I really enjoyed it. I think I reread it, like, 3 times. And, yeah, so that was really, like, mostly all of the things that I could do. And I honestly don't know how time went by, because you would think that time would go by, like, very slow without having, like, all the things to do, like, that you had before the hurricane. But it actually went by pretty fast.
Yeah, because you also had to do, like, a lot of stuff. Like, I remember I had to, like, scrub all my clothes by hands, and sometimes I didn't have, like, ways to dry them. Like, I had to go to my grandmother's house to, like, extend them and all that stuff. So, yeah, so basically, you were doing things that machines do for you, so that was, like, very time-consuming.
Yeah, exactly, because here in this condominium, like, we have an electric, like, generated plant for, like, all the apartments and stuff. But since we were wasting, like, so much, like, diesel and stuff, and it was, like, really hard to find because everyone was, like, going crazy to, like, find it, we had to really save it. So we only turned it on from, like, 6 in the afternoon until 6 in the morning. And then, like, that plant only, like, worked for the receptáculo of the fridge. But what, like, me and my dad would do as, like, a little hack or whatever is that we would use, like, that receptáculo, and we would, like, take out a lot of, like, extensions and, like, connect one extension, another extension to that one, and just so on, so on. And we would use it to, like, turn on the microwave or to be able to sleep with the fan on. And when you really think of it, like, it was actually a pretty good time to, like, turn on the generator, because from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is kind of, like, the time frame in which you're sleeping. So it's really nice to be able to, like, sleep with a fan on instead of, like, having to sleep with, like, the heat. But even though, like, in that time, it was, like, kind of chilly anyways because we were, like, reaching December. Plus, I live near the beach, so the wind is, like, really nice. So sometimes we would, like, open the windows and the wind would come in. And then on school nights, the generator would just, like, turn off at 6 a.m. So that's when I'd have to wake up for school, get ready, get dressed. So it was actually a pretty good, like, timing and stuff.
Okay, so I know that you have, you know, with that time in your hands, you had, like, you had new experiences also. But did you, like, reflect about something during this time?
I think that because we were, like, so young, I didn't, like, really actually process that much what was going on. And since I didn't really have anything that major happen to me, nor, like, my closest friends or my family, I just thought of it of, like, something that I had to, like, wait out. Like, I just have to wait this out until eventually the power comes back on and the water comes back and everything. So in the meantime, I'll just, like, find some new hobbies to do or some new things to distract me with and focus on, like, my studies and myself and my family and friendships.
Yeah, I felt the same way, because when, after Maria happened, well, you know, practically in all my classes, they asked me, like, are you gonna do an essay about what happened in Maria? And I always was like, well, yeah, it was something different and it was a difficult time, but I never had, like, that extreme, like, difficulty. Por decirlo así, nunca me pasó nada así de perdí mi casa ni nada por el estilo. So, definitivamente, we were lucky.
Yeah, like, I found it, like, kind of annoying how many times they asked us, like, explain, like, what, like, the infestations that you had with, like, Hurricane Maria and everything. And then they, like, require for it to be, like 5 paragraphs.
Like, super long.
Yeah. And it was like, I don't really have that much to say.
Yeah.
Like, my power went out, obviously. I lost water, obviously. And, I mean, well, I'm just doing what everyone else is doing.
Exacto. Like, yeah, because, o sea, no voy a mentir, I had a rough time, like, adjusting, and, well, I didn't have, like, any type of generator. Like, my front neighbor had to cook meals for me and my dad and my brother, because, like, nosotros sí que no teníamos ni una pequeña planta ni nada por el estilo. So, of course, that was, like, a little rough, but, like, yeah, and also I couldn't, like, go a ver lo que había pasado ni nada por el estilo. So, tampoco fue que I was, like, seeing dead bodies or, like, all the destruction. I did see some of it, but not that bad, you know?
Yeah.
So, also, I think this is the last question. Talking from Maria. So, the day it began, were you scared? Because I know I wasn't scared. I think because I didn't, like, no creía que iba a pasar that big of a disaster.
Yeah.
But even when it was happening, I wasn't that scared. O sea, tenía un poco de miedo porque, like, the sounds of it, I remember it were, like, horrifying. Pero además de eso, yo estuve bastante tranquila. So, quiero saber cómo tú te sentías. Like, I know here, like, your windows have, like, a very scary sound when the wind comes, like, that bad.
Yeah, but no, I actually kind of felt the same way. I didn't really understand, like, kind of, like, what was supposed to happen. Like, I just thought that there was going to be, like, rain and wind and, like, what, like, a few, like, lightning strikes or whatever. So I was, like, completely, like, I don't know, not very, like, caring about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so the windows here in my apartment, like, have La Tormentera, which we obviously put since it was, like, a Category 5 hurricane. And, you know, it was raining, like, really heavy, so the water would get in, so we had to, like, put La Tormentera. And that was, like, what made the winds sound kind of scary. Even though without them, like, sometimes when it kind of, like, just rains normally here and there's wind, like, it still sounds, like, kind of scary. But that night, it was, like, obviously, like, way much more loud.
Uh-huh.
So the sound of the wind was, like, literally how it sounds in the movies. And it was, like, really something really interesting to hear because I have never, like, heard that, like, noise. And, like, in person, like, in real life before, you know, and you kind of just hear it, like, in movies, like, with the sound effects or whatever.
Yeah, because I know that really scared me, because at that time, well, when Maria happened, I was actually in La Palguera, in my mom's house, and so there was a, estaba un poco scary, porque también la ventana, the window sounded like monsters and all that stuff. And in La Palguera, I was close to the ocean, but I knew that if a tsunami was coming, it probably wasn't gonna get to me. But I was so scared because my father and my brother, with, like, two of my mascots, were here in Cabo Rojo, near to you. And, well, that really scared me because here we get a lot of tsunami threats.
Yeah, I remember my cat was really scared because of the noise. It was, like, really loud, and she didn't really understand what was happening, obviously. But I would just put her in my room. And since that kind of happened during nighttime, I was mostly just kind of, like, trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I did eventually, actually. But with the noise, it was just, like, a little bit harder to, like, fall asleep. But other than that, like, I don't know. I mean, the Tormentera obviously came, like, really useful, because if not, we would have had, like, a lot of like the water from the rain coming in and stuff, which is still kind of dead because the upstairs neighbor's like apartment flooded, and when it flooded, it kind of like started like passing through the roof, and then our roof started dripping. But we just kind of like resolved it with like putting buckets and stuff. So it wasn't really like that bad. Like it was manageable.
Okay. But going a little bit, little deeper, como que ustedes no tuvieron aviso de tsunami, because I don't remember. I wasn't here.
I don't really remember either. I don't think we did. I think that when we did have that, it was like when the earthquake started happening later the year exacto. After, right? Or I don't remember when that was.
But I was thinking about that. So, yeah, I think... I remember my dad took a video in the middle of Maria. He like went in the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like, él cogió el carrito de golf y bajó hasta aquí al lado de tu apartamento.
Mm-hmm.
And he started like videotaping the, like the ocean and no, como que viendo a ver si venía tsunami o qué sé yo qué.
Mm-hmm.
Pero exacto, I think the tsunami threats came with the earthquakes, so...
Yeah, because I don't really remember if we had one for Maria, but still, I know that my dad was, like, always very, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, pendiente to, like, looking out to, like, the ocean from our balcony and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of see when it's coming. Exacto,
yeah.
So, I mean, our plan was just, like... what anyone else would like do, uh-huh. And so just like I don't know, grab a couple of essential things and just pack them in the car and just, you know, start like driving until there's like literally nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's all from Maria. So a little pause. I just wanted to remember you. So this is like an interview for my English class, oral history. So I needed to do this oral like interview about climate or social issues. So I remember asking you what did you prefer, and I think the lo más información que tenemos es de climate issues. So ¿verdad? Escogimos hablar sobre all the disasters we've been through here in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I was like gonna ask you if you're okay to continue this interview.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. I don't really have any difficulty with anything. I'm okay to talk about it.
Okay. Because I just wanted you to know if you're uncomfortable or you think it's a little bit too much, then, you know, we can stop the interview or however you like, as long as you're comfortable.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ahora, to continue talking about one of the biggest things that que nos ha pasado en la vida... Vamos a hablar ahora sobre un poquito sobre el coronavirus, que definitivamente puedo decir que ha sido lo más que has impacted us in daily, en todo, como que literalmente cambió nuestras vidas por completo.
Mm-hmm.
So, the pandemic affected all of us in one way or another, because... Well, in my case, I definitely have, like, negatives and positives that you know, I can say. But in your case, what do you think about the situation the first time you heard about it?
I think I was, like, kind of, like, in denial.
Yeah, I remember... when they first, like, it was totally normal. And one day they say, like, ah, like, va a haber un virus por ahí. Como que, and then they gave us, like, 3 days off. And I was so skeptical about it. I was like, ah, oh, like, another thing. And then, like, 3 days turned into 2 weeks off of school. And then it was completely online.
Yeah, I was like, I remember the first thing that I heard about it was like, oh, like, there's like a new virus that people are getting in China. And I was like, okay, well, whatever, it's in China, like, it's not here, so why do I care? Like, what the hell? And they said it derived from monkeys, and I was like,
what? And from, like, the bats?
Yeah, or, like, bats or whatever. Uh-huh. And I was like, what the hell are people doing, like, touching bats for? Uh-huh. Like, what are you doing? Like, how are you even getting this?
Sure, I still don't know where it came from, because they all say it was, like, from eating bats, but I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then, and then I was like, well, okay, whatever. And then people... Then they started saying that people are, like, started dying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, okay, well, it's still in China, so I'm just gonna, like, whatever, like, it's in China, like, I'm fine over here, I'm, like, really far away from China, so what do I care? And then they started saying that, that, like, people were starting to get it, like, in the States, and then people in the States were, like, everyone was getting it from everyone, especially in the airports. That's where people were, like, getting, like, mm-hmm. mostly, like, sick from. So then that's why, like, from China, it got all the way to, like, all over the world, and everyone just started, like, freaking out. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm not gonna die. Like, what are you people talking about? Like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm, like, I was only, like, what, like, 16 or 17 by that uh-huh. time? So I was like, you know what? Whatever, like, even if I get it, like, I'll live. Like, it's just, people were like, oh, and then, like, the symptoms, they were like, oh, like a common cough, but, like, uh-huh. way, like, much more tougher on your body. And then I was like, oh, it's just a little fever, I can handle that. Like, what are y'all, like, freaking out for? So I was, like, in this complete denial. And then, like, then people in Puerto Rico were getting it. And then they were the same, like, they didn't have enough, like, hospital beds, uh-huh. and, like, enough, like, medical, like, personnel and, like, equipment to take care of people. And I was like, oh, shit, like...
Uh-huh, then it turned, like, in an apocalypse.
Yeah. And I was like, well, And I was like, you know what, it's okay, I'll probably just be out of here, like, in a month.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle a month from school.
Mm-hmm. Maybe,
like, a vaccine. A break. Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, you know what, whatever, I don't care. And then that's when I started going crazy.
Yeah.
Because then they started telling us, like, quarantine, like, announcements. And there was, like, oh, like, quarantine from a week. And then 1 week was, like, 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks was, like, a month. And then a month was, like, 2 months. And every time they just kept, like, escalating, like, prolonging more the time. I was like, okay, well, I can handle it. Like, I guess I can handle, like, this little time more. And then it was, like, it just never seemed like we were ever gonna go out. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I need to get out of here. Like, I don't even care if I get sick. Like, I don't even care what is going on. I just need to, like, go back to school or, like, go back to see my friends, because there was, like, absolutely nothing that I could do. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't go out anywhere. And then my dad was, like, so skeptical also.
Exactly.
That I couldn't really, like, do anything. And then everyone was like, oh, like, masks are, like, mandatory, yeah. and everything. And then, like, people were talking about, like, getting or, like, creating a vaccine. But then, like, the vaccine had to go through, like, medical trials and stuff. And, like, FDA approval to, like, see if they could, like, produce it worldwide.
Yeah, for me, the part of, like, the like your family was the worst part, because, honestly, I never cared if I got sick. And if I cared, it was, like, not contaminate my father or my brother or, like, a little bit older people. So that's when I started, like, taking it more serious, and I started going a little bit more crazy, because I honestly didn't care. I just wanted to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, also, I know I wanted to go back to school, but online classes were so easy. And, well, we were 11th/12th grade, so that was, like, our main 2 years that we had to get, like, good grades. So I think that, also, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I don't want to go back just because, you know, it's easier and I needed to get good grades. But as time flew by, not having our senior year, yeah, it was there, it started to get tough.
Yeah, I think the senior year thing is, like, the kind of, is the thing that kind of sucked the most, because, you know, that's supposed to be, like, the funnest year of high school. And you're, like, saying goodbye and everything. And we weren't really able to do, like, all the fun activities that you get to do in, like, your senior year. So that kind of, like, sucked.
But we had a good time in our senior year, just us, like, our close friends of group, like, we were able to do a lot of things, even though I mean, sometimes I think about it and I was like, well, could have we done more if COVID wasn't around? But, like, for me, it was, like, it brought so many good things. Like, I grew as a person, and I think that helped a lot of people, like, the isolation and all that stuff. But sometimes I think about it, and I say, like, well, maybe I'm just being, like, skeptical. I think if quarantine weren't happen, I think I would still, I believe I will, como que estaría todavía my old self. So, a veces pienso en eso, pero,
mm-hmm.
Como que también, ajá, nos perdimos de tantas cosas.
Yeah. I don't know, like, and actually, like, yeah, like, there, it had its pros and its cons. Because, you know, like, the cons were, like, oh, we didn't get, like, all the fun stuff that we got to do in our senior year. But at the same time, like, once things, like, started stabilizing more, and, like, you know, like, everything was starting to, like, go back to, like, normal or whatever, and everyone just started, like, calming down more, and we were able to, like, go out, but with, like, masks and stuff, it was, like, more fun, because even though that we had, like, school and homework and stuff, like, we were able to, like, kind of do that in our own time, so we had a bunch of this other free time that we could just use, like, for ourselves. So when things started, like, to go back to normal, I remember that, like, you and a whole bunch of, like, my other friends, like, we could just, like, have sleepovers all the time and, like, go out to the beach, because, like, everyone would say, like, oh, don't go to, like, small spaces or, like, closed spaces, because, you know, the contamination risk is, like, way higher. So we just, like, go to open spaces like the beach and stuff, and that'd be, like, really fun. And we would just be able to, like, talk and get to know each other better and just really be there for each other and, like, try out new things. And I think, like, during that time is when, like, social media, especially, like, influencers and stuff, really got, like, their, como que su auge, because
a little bit
people started much, like, creating more, like, social media content and, like, doing all these, like, new things on social media, and now, like, a whole bunch of people make their living based off of, like, being influencers.
See, Because they started using it, you know, like a form of, like, it's always been a form of distraction, but, like, we couldn't do anything. So, practically, the only thing we had was social media. And I think, you know, it helped. But I think it went a little bit too far, like, too far too soon. Because I think that, yeah, people were only thinking about that, like TikTok and all that stuff.
Yeah. But now they make like these like careers out of it, and it's like insane. Like, yeah. Who would have thought? And people are actually like becoming millionaires out of this. Like, who would have thought that just by creating like one video and getting like a couple of views and likes and shares and comments, you could literally make, like, off of one video, like, thousands and thousands of dollars a month. Like, that's insane.
Sí, eso que definitivamente, o sea, trajo sus pros and cons. Y pues a pesar de que nosotros no los cogimos tan en serio, pues por la situación, I mean, gracias a Dios, ninguno ha sufrido de perder a alguien, ni nada por el estilo. So I think that's why we were, like, en ese sentido, como que un poco inmadura about the situation.
Yeah.
Este. Pero, ajá. Pero I know que también trajo muchas cosas negativas. So, ahora mismo, like, if I ask you, ya ha pasado como 3 years of this, ya estamos prácticamente returning back to normal. Like, we don't have to use masks, like, ya. Y todo eso, ya como que estamos en la uni y todo eso.
Yeah.
How are you holding up?
I mean, I never really thought of the consequences of it. Like, honestly, like I said in the beginning, it was like, I never thought that I was like gonna get it. And even if I did get the coronavirus,
yeah,
I always just kind of thought that I would live. Because, I mean, It's, like, scientifically, like, factual that, like, the chances of you being, like, healthy and young and you getting the virus, like, the chances of you living were obviously higher than if you were, like, an 80-year-old person with, like, a whole bunch of, like, surgeries or, like, you know, like, autoimmune diseases and deficiencies and stuff. So I just kind of thought that everything would be, like, fine. And, I mean, there was, like, there were, like, some times where I would kind of, like, think that I would, like, kind of go crazy because without, like, so much, like, human contact with, like, my friends and stuff, it was, like, sometimes I just, like, really get really, really bored.
Yeah.
And then I think that, like, one of the cons to it is that since we literally didn't have, like, anywhere to go, we, like, didn't have any other choice than to use our phones and social media. And that's already, like, a huge problem that we have today in, like, society and stuff. So, I think it just made us, like, more addicted to our phones.
Exacto. And to,
like, our tablets and computers and everything. Because we didn't have, like, any other choice.
Yeah.
And since it's something that you, like, get so addicted to. Like, you literally start using your phone since you wake up. And you would think that you've only been on your phone for, like, 10 minutes. And then you look at the hour and, like, 4 hours passed by.
Yeah, like, I can definitely say that I'm dependent on my phone.
Yeah. Like, but sometimes, then again, like, everyone else also is.
But sometimes I'm like, okay, tengo que hacer tantas cosas, como que I'm gonna turn off my phone, and then when I'm about to do it, I just think, like, oh my god, no, I need my phone, like, not, like, to check social media. What if somebody, like, calls me or something like that? And when the reality is that if someone's gonna call you for an emergency, it's, like, so, like, es tan poca la el chance. Pero también como que tú...
But then you started thinking of, like, what if?
Sí, por eso, you know? tú unconsciously como que te empieza a decir, oh my God, pero if this one time I turn my phone off, y la emergencia llega.
Yeah, but then, like, at the same time, like, there were other, like, because of the technology, there were a lot of, like, other major technological, like, advances. Like, there's, like, this, like, a lot of supermarkets, like, at least not here. I don't know if, like, here in Puerto Rico, maybe, like, in el área metro, but I don't really know if here, but in the States, like, the supermarkets, they do, like, a delivery, but, like, some of them, you know, and there's, like, an Amazon store now,
Actually, I
like, in a bunch of
think.
places, and now people use, like, a lot of Apple Pay and, like, a lot of places, and we have here Atlas Mobile, which is obviously, like, very useful, because now you can, like, be able to, like, make transactions with, like, anyone that has, like, their bank account, like, linked to their phone, and you can just, like, send people some money at any time from anywhere that you are, you
Yeah,
know?
like I asked you this, like I told you about this like a few weeks ago. Like I told you like how? ¿Cómo nosotros pagamos without attach a móvil? O sea, if you had to borrow some money, like you had to get cash, like the exact amount, and then give it to the person. I really don't understand how, like I.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, why didn't anyone come up with, like, that sooner?
And
I don't know, but,
also.
like, since that also leads, like, something else, because since we were, like, so closed in our houses for so much time, and we were so bored, it kind of, like, forced us to, like, try new things. And some people created, like, a bunch of, like, new small businesses and
También.
stuff, which led to, like, really big companies now, and really big, like agencies or whatever, and like it really like was very beneficial for a lot of people in that aspect.
Y de lo que dijiste de como que like the supermarkets que te llevan cosas. Sí, yo creo que Sam's de aquí de like Sam's from Mayagüez. Like you can order online and they like bring your stuff like to the car and all that.
Oh yeah, like a like the thing that Maison did that you would like call and they
Exacto,
would like
el autoservicio.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was, that was very como que
That
super.
was yeah, that was very useful. And
Sí.
that really like helped in a lot of like in like fast food places because they would like really like get the lines down faster.
And also, you didn't have to like touch anything, like just grab the. So that was very, very useful. And I'm glad they still kept like two parkings with that, 'cause there's not as much. Like there were like eight maybe parkings for el autoservicio, but I'm glad like they kept like two. But now it's like with an app, so if you don't have like the app, then the card info, well, you can't do it. But well, now people don't use it as much, so. So going a little bit into, how did the pandemic affect your studies? Like, we talked about high school, but going into your first year of uni with the pandemic, how was that?
I mean, that's actually really like it's really funny that you're actually asking me that because I was talking to my therapist about this like last week.
Yeah,
Oh wait, actually this week.
we talk about this like all the time,
Yeah.
cause
Since everything was online when we were in COVID, like I'm just gonna be blunt and say that I wouldn't study. Like I would just literally just open my notebook and I would just like do everything with like my notebook open or with like my laptop open or whatever. So I would just like basically cheat on everything, like because I didn't really care. I was like, so, like, big or whatever that. And plus, it was, like, her senior year, and you know that in your senior year, like, the second semester grades don't count for college. Don't count. So I was like, ugh, this is stupid, like, I don't care. I don't even have to be trying that hard for this, so why am I gonna do it? So then when we started university, COVID was still, like, still kind of going on, so we still had to wear a mask and stuff. But then our first semester, we had the strike, so...
Exacto.
We were basically, like, almost the whole semester online again. And I was like, okay, well, the same thing all over again.
Exacto.
So we didn't really, like, get our first, like, year of uni experience as everyone else kind of says that they do. And then the second semester, that's when things kind of started getting, like, more real because there were, like, no strikes. I think that people were, like, starting to use their masks less. Like, it didn't really matter because everyone was, like, the majority of the population was already, like, vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that that was, like, really hard, especially since, like, obviously college level, like, studying is, like, way much more harder than, like,
mm-hmm.
high school studying. And then everything was just, like, really different because I remember that in high school, like, I didn't really have to try that much and I would come off good. Here, it's, like, oh my god, like, I'm trying so much, and yet sometimes you don't come out, like, as good.
Especially as this year, because they don't have, like, as much online classes and all that stuff.
Exactly. So then, it's, like, really hard, because since we were, like, for, like, what, like, a year and a half or 2 years or something, like, without studying, basically, because we would just, like, use our notebooks open and, like, just do the tests online and whatever. It's like I completely forgot of, like, my studying habits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even remember how it used to, that I used to study. And since we were all that time, just so much time, like, on our screens, like, on our phones, it's like, I think it, like, low-key, like, made us, like, dumber.
Yeah.
Like, we...
Yeah.
Like, I know that I'm not generally, like, a dumb person. Like, I'm actually, like, a good student. When everything was, like, fine before COVID, before Maria, before anything, like, I was actually, like, a pretty good student. Like, I would get, like, my good grades and stuff, and I would study for them. But I think about that time now, and I'm like, how would I study? I don't remember what I used to do to, like, study. I don't remember how it is that I used to, like, remember stuff or do stuff. It just seems insane. So I think that that's, like, one of the things that I'm mostly, like, struggling with now, like, trying to figure out, like, what it is that helps me better, like, to retain stuff and remember things and how to study that makes it, like, more efficient and more faster, because it's, like, it's really hard, and, you know, a lot of students in college have, like, a lot of, like, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and... with all those factors, and then trying to, like, have a normal social life and everything, it just seems, like, kind of insane, you know?
Yeah, because it doesn't have to, like, no tiene que ver también con lo, solamente con los estudios, o sea, like, what's the first thing people tell you when you go to the uni? Like, oh my god, it's gonna be the best thing of your life, like, the first year is gonna be so great, and I know we didn't have, like, that first year. Like, we had a lot of
anxiety. And the thing is that everyone would be like, oh, like, you're going to meet all these new people and make all these bunch of new friends. But I think that that was, like, really hard for a lot of us. Because since...
Oh, it's raining.
We were... Yeah. Because since we were, like, a lot of time, like, closed up, it's like we kind of, like, forgot how to, like, interact with people, like, socially. Like, a lot of people had, like... a lot of social anxiety because we weren't used to, like, being able to, like, we weren't used to, like, being out with, like, a bunch of people and, like, having to interact. So sometimes it was, like, hard. And since everyone was, like, so touchy about, like, oh, the masks and, like, germs and stuff, it was, like, how are you supposed to, like, be friends with someone and make friends with people casually without, like, you know, like, getting close to them.
Ajá, era como que... tienes la persona enfrente, like, tú sabes que estás con ella. Pero la misma, pero era como si en verdad no estuviese ahí. Like, como si la persona estuviera. Like, ¿cómo es que se dice esto? Like a. Sorry, like a Telegram. Porque. Like, tú a veces ni. You didn't even recognize the person. So it wasn't like. Doing a bond or some sort of that. So, you know, you already talked about a little bit about the stress, but during, like, for example, when quarantine was happening, how did you cope with the stress?
I think that I would try to like just talk to like you and like my other friends on the phone. Like we would like FaceTime, and I think we would just like calm ourselves down
Also,
and
like
like
the privilege of having like a like pool and a little beach, you know, I think that helped a lot.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it.
And yeah, well, there we go again with the technology, like FaceTime. I think it helped a lot, and you know, just texting also.
Yeah.
And like nature and all that stuff. So, also, going back a little bit to college, like when we returned to uni, because I remember in our first year, we had like that break, for because of the strike, but we also had a break due to COVID. If I remember correctly, I remember we had some online classes because the COVID was striking like a lot of again.
Oh, yeah, about that. I don't think that really lasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, we were mostly just online because of the strike.
Exacto. But then this year, when you return to uni, because como que este año ha sido totalmente diferente.
Yeah.
¿Cómo te sientes? Like, obviamente, las clases están un poco más difíciles because, like, you're not taking online classes and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm only taking one class online because some classes are like still online, but like not as much as they were because from
Maybe
being
like
like fully
hybrid.
online, now only like some classes are online. So I'm only taking like one online, and then there's one que híbrida. And I mean, it's definitely like some new challenges because now it's like you have to figure out how to be able to like manage your time because when we were like in quarantine and everything, it was like, well, okay, like I don't really have anything else to do except just be at home. So I can really just do like my homework and stuff whenever. And I don't really have to like, you know, like try that hard. And I don't know, but now it's like I have all these whole bunch of things to do. Like I have to, you know, drive from here to Omega West for uni, which is like 20 to 30 minutes. And then it's like figure out what to do in between classes that I have free time. Like, and then like if I have any other extracurriculars and like find some time for myself and like for my enjoyment and being with my friends. And I think that it's just like very hard to be able to like know how to manage your time and then figure out like what is like the best study habit for like your classes.
Yeah, ahí puedo pensar que es lo mismo. Por último, hablando de last thing, talking about the pandemic and COVID. So Was there something like specifically, or maybe just a couple of things that you learned during the pandemic, like or something that came, like good came of the pandemic that you think did it have, like que no hubiese venido si no hubiese pasado eso. Porque para mí fue crecer como persona. Like, all that time I had to myself. O sea, tú sabes que I lost, like, my 20 pounds. You know, I got to know myself better and all that stuff. And I really think that que se me hubiese hecho bien difícil hacer eso si no hubiese pasado la pandemia.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of like the same thing for me because during that time, I think I really learned more about like how to take care of myself. Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, so it's like I found more things that I enjoyed to do and that I liked and that were like better for me. So I think that was like something that was like really important during that time that maybe I wouldn't have felt like forced to do if we were like in quarantine. And I'm really grateful for that because I know that some people like don't feel the way that I do in that aspect.
Yeah, definitely. I can really say we were like very lucky.
Yeah.
Both in Maria and with COVID, even with Fiona, like mm-hmm. talking a little bit about Fiona, like if we didn't suffer anything, like thanks to God. And
yeah, like we were only without like electricity for like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah,
like so it was basically like nothing compared to Maria.
And
since we had already like the experience, it was like okay, yeah. Well, like I already know the gist.
Exacto.
Know.
And we didn't waste time, like, we, the right after, like, the second day of Fiona, we saw each other, and we
yeah,
like, explored
yeah.
the whole Cabo Rojo, and I think that for Fiona, like, from Maria, we could, like, aprendimos con controle, y por eso fue que Fiona, como que, sí, I know it impacted. Like, chavo un montón de personas, like, always, because, o sea, no
yeah.
todas las personas tienen los mismos recursos que tú.
Yeah.
Pero definitivamente, nosotras las pocas cosas que aprendimos de María, las utilizamos para Fiona, y exacto, pues, gracias a Dios, no pasó nada.
What I do remember is that I feel like Fiona lasted, like, raining, like, a lot more time
like,
than María.
¿Verdad?
Like, I felt like it was, like, really long, but yet again, it was still, like, pretty silly because, like, the category of the hurricane was only, like, what, category, like, 2 or something? Or 3?
Uh-huh.
And Maria was, like, category 5.
Yeah, y con todo y eso, a pesar de que I wasn't in Cabo Rojo, so I, from Maria, I didn't know what, like, what to expect, like, el ruido. Y todo eso en casa, yo pensaba que Fiona era hasta más grande.
Because
mm-hmm. I was like, wow, como que, this is like pretty, se está viendo pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it was actually kind of like exhausting because it just like wouldn't stop.
No, it wouldn't stop.
And it was like annoying. I was like, oh my God, like,
yeah.
I get it.
And I was like, no como María, pero definitivamente el cuarto se me inundó un poquito. And all that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Pero definitivamente, well, I think that was the last thing for the questions. So, first of all, thank you for doing this interview with me.
Yeah, no problem.
And second of all, I just wanted to know, like, if you knew what was, like, the meaning behind climate issues, like, especially here in Puerto Rico, because we've had a lot. And you know, I'm just, you know, glad that you accepted this offer to do the interview with me, because from this course, I've learned a lot about social and climate issues. Something that I never, like, nunca he buscado, pero nunca en verdad, por decirlo así, nunca me he interesado. Pero de verdad, con esta clase puedo decir que en verdad que he aprendido bastante, y como que todas las cosas que he tenido que buscar, y en verdad que es súper importante. It's really important to, like, know about this, and, you know, the climate issues can bring social issues.
Yeah.
And vice versa, you know? So I'm really glad you gave me this time to make this interview about you. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem.